Hey, what's up, everybody? Good morning. This is Thomas speaking from the Holiday Homes podcast. Today, I would like to talk with you about an exciting new project that is coming up, which is all about helping you people that rent out their room, their apartments, their homes in their home country or in the foreign country to others, how we can make your life much easier. So if you want to find out how you can make more money with less time, then let's stay in touch. So over the past couple of weeks and months, I had quite a few talks and conversations about my holiday homes in Croatia. And the funny thing is that a couple of years ago, when I got started with that kind of business, people were like, well, you know, yeah, I see the point. You can go and buy or rent an apartment somewhere and then put it on Airbnb and rent it out to others. But, well, you know, it's a lot of work. Don't know how to do it. And it's really admiring. I admire that you do it, but I would never, ever want to do that. It's too much work and too much hassle for me. So that was, say, like, 3, 4, 5 years ago, but over the past, say, 12 months, something really interesting happened. So more and more people are coming and saying, hey, Thomas, you know, what are you doing there? It's interesting. I see that you can make some extra money with renting out your stuff on the OTAs, the online travel agencies. Why don't we just meet up for a coffee or have lunch and then we talk about it, because I've got this opportunity here. I have a room for free, or I just inherited some sort of apartment, and now I'm thinking what I can do. I don't want to sell it. So since it seems as you have an idea on how things are going in terms of short-term renting, why don't we just sit together and talk about it? So, and these things don't just happen once, and they didn't just happen twice. They happen quite often, and just subjectively I think they're coming up more often, more and more and more. So people seem to get interested in that topic of how to make some extra money, some passive income from renting out your home, your room, your vacation apartment to others. And at the same time, there are so much stuff out there, so many tools, so many how-tos, so many rules, so many OTAs, so many platforms, that it can get extremely confusing in the first place to get going anyway. So I thought it's really a pity that on the one hand you have all the tools, all the knowledge, it's all there, it's all out, but it takes a lot of time, a lot of pain to just work your process through. So just to make it more so that you can understanding a little more easy, let me give you an example of the classical channel manager. So when I got started, I quickly understood, yes, okay, having a background in online marketing, I said, okay, I need to do good pictures, and then I put it somewhere online, and then if the picture is good and the price is good, location is great anyway, people will book with me and will come to my place. But I also understood that there's Airbnb, there's Expedia, there's Booking.com, there's HomeAway. So there are plenty of platforms where you can put your home out for rent. But then immediately the next question is, okay, which one do I go forward with? Shall I go just on one, or shall I go on a couple of them? And then you say, yeah, well, probably it does make sense to tell the world that my home exists. So we should put it onto as many platforms as possible. But when you do that, you quickly come to the conclusion, well, it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort to publish your home on like 2, 3, 4, or 5 platforms. Plus, it's redundant work. You have to synchronize the calendars, and it quickly appears to be like a monstrous effort to publish and maintain the stuff you have online. So then I thought, well, there must be a tool, there must be a solution, there must be some software that handles that thing. And this is what I then found just by Googling a bit, it's called the Channel Manager. And the Channel Manager is the idea of having a tool where you upload your stuff, your pictures, your descriptions, your price, your rates, everything you have regarding your home, and then you press a button in theory, and then all the most current data like the prices and the occupancy plans are pushed to all the channels at the same time. So I went on Google, I looked for channel manager tools, I found the likes of Smoobu, I found Cloudbeds, I found Guesty, I found Logify. So there are plenty of tools that are out there, but when you open them, they're super complex. So you go for a test version, you open it, you upload your stuff, and then what you find out is, it's not just the channel manager you need. You can work with the channel manager, but you don't have to. You also might need something that is called a property management system. And a property management system is basically a content management system, like a WordPress for vacation rentals or short-term rentals, a place where you store all your information regarding your property. So all the images, all the text, all the prices. You can connect with pricing optimization tools. You can connect with all invoicing tools, with all types of stuff. And then once you have this one central database of all the content regarding your property, then you can use a channel manager that you put on top of that property management system, and you can push your properties to the OTAs, the online travel agencies. But as you see, just by talking about this, it's insanely complex. So if you just do that as a side hustle and you want to do that in the evening, you can easily spend a couple of weeks to just understand the whole way those things work, how they are customized, how you put stuff online, how you publish it. So it's complex. And all the people, now getting back to where I started, all the people that are now getting in touch with me and asking for, hey, Thomas, do you have some help on that? They all ask the same question. So it starts with, okay, I'm thinking of buying or renting this property. How much money can I make from renting? So there are tools out there to do some estimations and to do some first business case things. But first of all, you need to know that tool. Second, you need to know how to work with the tools, and thirdly, you need to understand the data that is and that these tools are giving you. So in short, you dive into complexity right away. So that's why, ta-da, long story short, I thought there must be a better way to do that, and there are quite a few people out there who've been doing this for a couple of years now, who are very sophisticated in the tools, who know exactly what they're doing, and who can provide really, really good advice. There are plenty of people that dedicate their time, their free time, their energy to renting out their stuff and having a great experience for guests provided in their homes. But they struggle with technology, they struggle with regulations, so with all those types of things. So I thought, why isn't there some sort of community setting, some sort of place where everybody can go and connect with the people that know what they're doing and just ask questions, upload stuff, show pictures of their home, ask for improvements, connect with architects, connect with interior designers, connect with pricing experts, and just get a feeling of how to optimize the vacation rental or the short-term rental they are having. And this place already exists. So when you browse through the internet, when you browse through Facebook, there are quite a few groups that run these things, but they are somehow limited. It's a small vision. Sometimes it's just focused on a small geography. So say hosts from Germany, from the northern part of Germany, or Airbnb hosts from New York City. So yes, you can go into those groups, and yeah, you might get some value from them. But in the end of the day, none of these groups has a really deep a stack of people that are knowledgeable. There's no in-depth description of the tools that are out there, and Facebook groups are are by definition only limited to the people that use Facebook and that want to use Facebook. And it's, there are a lot, but still it's limited. Not everybody has a Facebook account and not everybody wants to log into Facebook. So that's why I thought it might be a really good contribution to this whole industry, short-term renting, to create a place where everybody who's interested in this topic can connect with others, be it individuals, be it service providers, be it software developers, be it hosting company or hospitality company. So one place where everybody can meet to just catch up on the latest topic in that space and have a good time and do everything that is needed to really push forward the short-term renting business everybody is running. And this is what came to my mind, what would be a really, really good contribution to the whole industry, and this is what I'm about to get going. So I'm really excited to get this going. It'll be a fantastic project, and I'll take you over the next couple of weeks, months. I will take you on the journey to build this this project. And I'm really excited to see how that's going, and I have a couple of ideas on how to leverage some resources I have, some networks and people I have to really get it going, because at the end of the day, a community is only as good as the people that are in it and that are trying to shape this topic. And so I'll just basically start with the place, the online place to connect. And I'll use that podcast, I'll use our Facebook group, I'll use the people that that have entered our world through email to just get it going, get some first discussions going, share some insights from my own projects. So I'm just to give you a little update on that. I'm currently planning the addition of a pool to my home in Opatia. And that's also exciting because it's the house is on a slope, and putting a pool into a slope is kind of, well, it's not complicated, but it's non-standard. And as soon as you enter non-standard work procedures, it's get a little more difficult to get going, to get all the people, the craftsmen on board, the architects to do the planning. I'll update you on that in another episode of the podcast. For now, the goal was just to give you an idea of what I'm up to in the vacation rental space. And the name, one more thing, the name of the project, I like it a lot as well. Sure, I have to, because I created it, is superhost24.com. superhosts24.com. And why did I give it this name? Because I thought, well, what is it about? It's about all the hosts that are out there that are trying to build the best experience possible for their guests, and we want to help each other to just improve the experience we provide for our guests as much as we can. So it's all about hosts in the short-term rental space, and it's all about the super hosts. So the community will be for people who are really willing to turn their property, their home, their vacation rental into something really cool. It's a really cool experience for their guests. Doesn't have to be expensive, can also be a little cheap, but it needs to be a great experience for the guests. And that's why it's for all the super hosts that want to release their superpowers for becoming a super host. And since superhost.com as a domain wasn't free anymore, you have to be practical these days, and just adding some numbers or some extra signs to the thing you really want to do is usually does the trick. So 24 as an addition to the domain name is also, from a user point of view, known. It might sound a bit old school, but still people know it, and that's good to recall URLs or brand names. So that's why I decided to go with superhosts24.com, and this will be the starting point to enter our exciting world of the short-term rental space. And I'm really excited to get this going, and yeah, that's about it. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope I will see some of you guys on the platform sooner or later, as soon as there's some content and some things to do. So I'm looking very much forward to that, and have a great rest of the day. Bye.